This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this weekend. My first guest is a friend of ours for many years, the lead singer of Three Dog Night. Chuck Negron is going to be joining us from season number 5 of American Idol. And boy, he's done a lot of things since then. Taylor Hicks will be here. Storm season is right around the corner, and we'll be chatting with Jim Clifford about how to prepare for that. Next hour, Philippe Cousteau will be joining us, the grandson of the great Jacques Cousteau. He's got a new venture that we'll be discussing. And then from Gold Rush, Parker's Adventure, Parker Schnabel will be here. That's a great show. I love that show. Actor, producer, writer, and stuntman Patrick Kilpatrick has written a book, so he'll be here to talk about that. And happy birthday to Gmail from Gmail, Justin Burr. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
So, the other evening, I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed, and I just fell over. I just fell asleep, and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them, and I snuggle up with my pillow, and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
This is no Hail Mary, no porcelain dress. Not a one day Sunday ritual or a hollow hallelujah. Lived on empty amens at the end of my breath. Just words thrown together and talk.
Is the voice of the man. I've known this gentleman for a long, long time. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm anxious he's back. He's not only one of the most talented guys in this business, he's one of the nicest guys in this business. Joining us right now with yet another new CD is our friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I'm really nice to be talking to you again.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but when I talk about being a nice guy in this business, I got to tell a quick story before we get into what we want to talk about today. We were doing a show, a radio show, in Lake Tahoe, and it happened to be over the weekend of Father's Day, which, you know, people want to stay with their family and so on and so forth. And Chuck flew in from Los Angeles to Lake Tahoe just to do the radio show in the lobby of, I think it was Harvey's or Harry's or somebody. And I never forgot that. You talk about a man that comes to the aid of friends. This is the guy. I never forget that, Chuck, never.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, well, you've been very nice to me, and it was my pleasure to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Brand new CD out. This is terrific. And now you're like the Partridge Family now. You're bringing in the daughters. I love this new CD. And it features your daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. Tell us about this thing, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, yes, it's the three of us. They've been singing with me since they both were, little kids. They've always wanted to come up on the stage when I'm, doing shows and... So they've done that for years. Then when Charlie, who's now 23,
wow,
was 10, she made a record, a duet with me, which went on a CD, a DVD that I did. And it was, David Foster was on, played piano, and all these great guys were on the session. And so she's, wanted to sing for a long time, and actually just graduated Cal Arts, who's the very prestigious art school, the musical school in California. So, she was very excited about doing it. And Annabelle actually was 13 when we started doing this this record. So, it's not really her career path, but she loves to sing.
Well, that's great. And they sound terrific. The version of Be My Baby by the Ronettes that is done on the CD is sensational. In fact, when you cover a record, and you know this better than anybody, when somebody covers a record, it's always like, really tender territory because you don't know if you're going to do it justice. She sounds better than the Ronettes.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes, both girls on it. So Annabelle starts and then Charlie...
Yeah.
Sings the second half, which is Do I Love You.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very pleased with the way they did it. And, in the album, we had a good time doing it. And, I wanted them to see, how I'm like when I work and just to kind of get a taste of it to see if there's something they were interested in doing.
Well, they're working at the feet of the pro, I tell you. Negron Generations is the name of the brand new CD. It's available at chucknegron.com and digital musical outlets everywhere. Chuck, you got some stuff on there, too, that were three unreleased tracks by Three Dog Night. The letter, Save Our Ship, and This Is Your Captain Calling.
Yes, we found... I have some masters. In 2000, seven masters were reverted to Danny Corey and I that we would own them in the future. It's a deal we made with ABC years ago, and finally, they reverted back to us. And on one of the masters that I got, actually not from the record company, not via the record company, but I got from an old manager. There were three extra songs on it, and I listened to them, and I went, "Oh my God, I remember this. We never got to finish them." So, I went in and just kind of finished them up and put them on this record. So I'm very excited for the fans to have this.
One of the things that Chuck does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he constantly recreates himself. He's had several CDs out over the past years. This one, of course, as we mentioned, A Family Affair. And you and I talked about this once before, Chuck. When you've had so many hits, huge, we're not talking about marginal stuff here, huge hits in a career, it's very difficult to go on stage and not play all the hits. It's tough to introduce new music, is it not?
Oh, it's very, very, very difficult. Especially in the genre that I'm working with now, because there are fans that are there to see and hear the old music. So,
sure.
I can't, like when I do the Happy Together tour, I can't do anything new. I have to do all the old hits, which is fine. That's what I'm there for. So I love it. With my solo band, I would do a lot of new, not a lot, several songs, and I found that the promoters were going, could you do a little less? They really want to hear the hits. And the reason, the dilemma I had was that we had so many hits.
Yeah.
That they, they want to hear as many as possible. So when I did new stuff, it cut into some of the hits, which usually isn't a problem for most bands. You know, they do three, four, whatever hits they do, then they do new stuff. But for me, there were so many hits. So, I do the best I can. We try to make sure that the fans get what they want.
Boy, that's a heck of a dilemma to be put in. You know, I got so many hits, I can't sing them all in the show. You can't say that about the tremolos, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this Happy Together tour, and this is a great combination of people. The Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, they're crazy. The Association, the Box Tops, the Cow Sills, and the Archers, starring Ron Dante. Few people probably know that he was the voice of all the Archies.
Yes, and many, many commercials.
Many commercials, yeah, many commercials. The tour schedule that you're on is like the old days. I mean, you're going to be doing, over 60 tours, and does that include the Happy Together tour, or is that just you and the band?
That's, in fact, the Happy Together tour we did this past year was just about 50. Just the Happy Together tour, and
wow.
Then the year before it was 60. Mm-hmm. You know, 60 days. So that's just that. My solo dates are added on to that. But the Happy Together tour is quite an extensive packed tour because you leave in June and ends in August or September depending on the amount of dates. And you're doing five shows a week.
Wow.
You know, so that's quite. Quite a bit. Actually, we had some weeks where we did six.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at your age of 52, that shouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but I'm much younger than they are. But it was probably hard for them.
Yeah. If Chuck wasn't a singer and a performer, he'd make one hell of a comedian, I tell you. 21 consecutive top 40 hits, 12 gold albums, over 50 million albums sold, as, of course, Three Dog Night. But we're going to pause, Chuck, for a second. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about many things. I could talk to you, as you know, for generations. Negron generations, in fact. Available now on checknegron.com. But I want to talk to you about the book. I have the book in front of me. I know when it came out, we talked about it extensively. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about September. September is, of course, and I didn't know this, okay, it is National Recovery Month, and we want to talk about something that is a benchmark for you that I'm very proud of you for, okay? We'll be right back with my friend Chuck Negron, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
More great music with our guest and longtime friend and a great guy. I mean this, not only a big talent, but a great guy, Chuck Negron. I did not realize that September is National Recovery Month. In your book, Three Dog Nightmare, you go into your very tough years under the influence of drugs. You are now celebrating this year 26 years of sobriety. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been a blessing, a gift from God. You know, the 26 years ago, I walked into Cry Help, which is a long-term rehab, and they turned my life around. You know, stayed there almost a year. It was just a wonderful program, and just that time on, I've been clean and sober. So it's very, very, I was very, very blessed to find that place.
And that was a tough time for you. I remember one time you told me you flew from Cleveland to L.A. just to be able to get some drugs before a concert that you had to do back on the East Coast. You were selling gold records, your own gold records, to pawn shops. It's a remarkable recovery. Everybody should read this book. I mean, really and truly. Is it still out?
It's actually coming out again in November. I wrote 10 new chapters, last, edition. I won't, do another one. But anyway, it's coming out in November, being re-released. It's going to be everywhere. Like I said, 10 new chapters. And we're very, very excited about it. It is now required reading in many rehabs across America.
Really?
They use it, as a book of, instruction, and it's just helped a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it. I mean, I wouldn't have been so graphically honest about, what a pathetic human being I had become and how terribly it affected my family. I wanted it to help people. I wanted people to know, how bad it could get, and I wanted families to understand. So, it's the reason I wrote it. So I'm so glad that it is being used to help others.
There were some great possibilities, as I think there should be, of this becoming a movie. Any more movement on that? Because this would make a terrific theatrical release.
Well, it's, kind of timing is everything in this business and probably life. But, what happened then was New Line Cinema wanted to make the movie and was very, very excited about it. We were in, pre-production, talking about, everything. And they wanted to include my wife at the time, use part of her story in there. And I went and mentioned it to her, and she just said, I don't want this. I don't want the movie. I don't want the book to do. I don't want you to do it. I didn't know the book was to be so successful. I didn't want the world to know our story.
Sure.
And I said, I never knew that. And she said, well, yeah, well, I just figured you're writing a book. You know, how many, what is the chances of it being successful or bestsellers? It was. And now the movie, I don't want it. Actually ended up divorcing because she was just very unhappy. So, of course, I told them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. So once it gets out there, it was in production and we pulled it, you know, you kind of, you know, not known as someone that cooperates, you know, you kind of get a bad rap, you know, because they put money into it already. So at any rate, I don't know, someone's going to have to come along and read the book and just get excited about it all over again and then just, you know, want to make a movie of it. So we'll see, you know, maybe when it comes out in November, it will generate some new excitement. There are new chapters which add to the drama, so to speak, and the recovery of the wonderful, you know, exciting stuff. So, you know, maybe it will stimulate some new interest.
I think that's a very good possibility. And first of all, you got to promise me that when it comes out again that you're going to make time for me to be able to talk to you about it and promote it again. I'm involved, actually, I don't know how I got involved with this. This is what happens when you go back home to your hometown and people think that you're, you know, you have connections. But now I'm involved with a movie production that has to do with a mafia-style killing. And boy, I tell you something, after the lessons that I've learned on how to put that together in the script, boy, this would be something you could really sink your teeth in. I mean, this is a good book and probably even going to be better now that the 10 more chapters are coming out, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, you know, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, these 10 chapters I wrote totally by myself without the guide of, you know, they have ghostwriters and they have, you know, when we first wrote it, Chris Blatchford did all the all the investigative work to make sure everything was credible and you know, help write it. But on these last 10 chapters, I did it all myself. I wanted it to be totally in my tone, with my humor. So, you know, so we'll see how they go.
Good. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I have dropped your name several times to other rock stars from that era of ours. And they all kind of have the same reaction. They're not really fond of you. And I want to tell you why they're not really fond of you. Because you look so damn good, Chuck, that everybody says, they always say, you know, yeah, sure, he looks like that, and I look like Gabby Hayes, and I won't mention those people who said that, but you do,
oh,
man.
God.
I got to tell you something. I know you're big on exercising and everything, but, you know, you make the rest of us look like chopped liver, you know? I mean, you really have kept yourself up. I congratulate you. That's not an easy thing to do as we grow a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a lot of us due to genetics. My father, you know, when we lost my father, you know, he was in his mid-70s, and he looked like my brother.
Oh, you know, he was a good-looking man.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, I'll be honest, when my father used to come to basketball games at college, when I was in college, he'd end up, you know, leaving with the girls because they thought he was my brother. So it's just genetic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he was a good-looking man. I've seen pictures of him, and you're absolutely right. He looked like he was
a good-looking man. Nice.
Yeah.
And he was the sweetest man.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just genetics, and you got to, you know, you got to work at it, too, in this sense. Not that I work on it that hard now, but I mean, but there was a time I worked out every day, you know, in great, great shape.
Well, my wife's in love with you, which puts a little strain on our marriage, but what are you going to do, Chuck? You know what I'm saying?
But she calls me so much.
I know,
like,
I know.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, and you answered that ad she put in the L.A. Times, so I can't blame you, you know, you're just...
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, it was a good ad.
That was a great ad. She won an award for that. Negron Generations, out right now. Go to ChuckNegron.com or all digital music outlets. Great songs, plus three unreleased by Three Dog Night, with his two daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. And you got to get this. And, of course, Chuck's going to come back and talk about the latest installment of Three Dog Nightmare. And with his five-octave range, go to his website and find out where he's playing, whether it's with a Happy Together tour or by himself. You will walk away not only excited, you'll want more and more and more. Chuck, it's always great talking with you, my friend. Let's join each other again, chat about the book.
Fantastic. Well, man, good talking to you. You take care. Say hi to the beautiful lady.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay, God bless.
Chuck Negron, what a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This was our first number one record.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. It is still not known the brand of meat affected.
Some people did something.
President Trump on Twitter tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
Some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Above this video, President Trump tweeting in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I think of all the places I've been. It always comes down to one thing. The only place I want to be is with you. I think of all the faces I've seen. I know they all meant something to me. The only face I want to see belongs to you.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. And today we're talking to the man who's attached to that voice, American Idol season number 5 winner. He's been on our show in the past, and I'm glad that he's back here to talk about some of the things he's doing now and in the months to come. Joining us right now is Taylor Hicks. Hey, Taylor, welcome back. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, how are you, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. You're one busy, busy man these days, I understand, huh?
I try to be. You know, in this business, you have to say yes. I'm busy right now. I'm blessed.
Well, you are up in Georgia with a show, and it is of the 1974 Broadway musical Shenandoah, which you play Charlie Anderson in Shenandoah. And good news, this show is supposed to close on the 7th, and it has been extended.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, the crowds have been great. You know, this time of year in Georgia, you know, it's springtime. The Serenby community is a really beautiful artistic community outside of Atlanta that has a very, very reputable interactive playhouse series where they do interactive plays where they kind of immerse the audience into the actual play itself. They did a big production of Titanic on the local lake around here.
Wow.
You know, they've done Sleepy Hollow in the Stables. It's just a really neat interactive play series, and it's also something for me to get my feet wet in a lead role, and I am in the lead role of Charlie Anderson, which was you know, made famous by Jimmy Stewart in the late 60s, and it's just been a really, really fun experience.
It's a tremendous production. There's more than 100 soldiers, horses, cannons, and it's outside. How do you go about skipping around the weather situation?
Well, luckily, knock on wood, the weather's been really great. You know, I mean, there's a window of opportunity from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock every night. You know, as long as it doesn't rain then, and obviously they're, you know, on top of things with the weather and stuff, we've really not had any big systems come through, and we have dodged the rain this spring. So it's been great.
You know, you're doing what a lot of singers do to make themselves the full package, like Elvis Presley did and Mr. Sinatra did, embarking in an acting career. As we mentioned earlier, you played the role of Teen Angel in Grease, Law & Order, SVU, the State Plate, your own food and travel show. But tell us about this new CD that's coming out that you did in Zach Brown's Southern Ground Studio in Nashville. This is pretty exciting stuff. That's a great studio.
I've enjoyed being up there with Zach's people. It's you know, he's such a great artist and has got a great idea for recording music up there at Southern Ground. We've just been really kind of putting our best foot forward to create a record. I haven't released music in about 8 or 9 years. It's a wonderful experience getting to record new music. I haven't done it in a long time. And I'm really excited about this record. It's produced by me, and, you know, I just really have done it my way, to borrow the Frank Sinatra reference. I'm excited about it. It should be, you know, finding the right vehicle to promote it and release it is important. And I'm really excited about it.
What are you looking for as a target date for release, Taylor?
You know, that's a good question. The Shenandoah show has come up out of nowhere, and it's been an amazing run with it. It just depends on what the vehicle is, and hopefully sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. One of the first people from the show, American Idol, to have a prestigious Las Vegas residency. How did that go, doing something at the same location? Because, you know, for many, many years, we used to do our show up in Branson, Missouri. And one of the things that all the artists always was fond of that atmosphere, was they didn't have to travel. They could set up a stage. The sound was always the same every night. The dressing room was always the same. I mean, everything was copacetic. They didn't have to be on the fly, if you will. Was that your experience in Vegas?
It was. I mean, you could tweak the show every night. You know, it's one of those things that you just get used to and get comfortable with. I mean, obviously flying is a lot of pressure to be on time and to tour in a bus. And, you know, it having a long-standing residency in Vegas really just kind of it made me own my craft a lot.
Yeah.
And it gave me the time to do that. So I did enjoy that thoroughly.
You know, I look down the numbers of ratings every so often with radio and television shows. It's my business, obviously. And when I look back, I can't believe in 2006 already, that you had an audience on that finale of American Idol of more than 200 million viewers. I mean, that's moon landing type of an audience. You know that?
You know, it was such a phenomenon back then, and it still is today. But, you know, it's really blessed to be able to be the only game in town. I think every era has their amateur hour that they love and they really embrace. I mean, you have Ted Mack. You've got Star Search. You know, and luckily, you know, the show that I was on, American Idol, it was the coming of age of social media where people started to really be able to tie into one another from a social media aspect. And it was just a really great show and a really family-oriented show that everybody could watch.
Yeah, and the problem is that the variety format, which was so prevalent in the 50s, 60s, and into the early 70s, is no longer out there anymore. So these talent shows really kind of, you know, fill the gap where you no longer have the Carol Burnett show and the Dennis Ernie Ford show and those kind of things. I'm going to ask you an unfair question, if I may, Taylor. Now that you have enjoyed both the recording and the live appearance, as far as music is concerned, by the way, a gentleman who can put all kinds of music together, whether it's Motown, honky-tonk, rock, country, blues, soul, doesn't make any difference. Or now, because of this acting career that you have been very active in, what's a better rush for you? Is that an unfair question? Or that's like asking, which kid do you like the best, you know, the first one or the second one?
I think it's the stage. I mean, I've always been drawn to the stage, no matter what it is. Acting is very new to me, but the same stage as live music is very important to me, too. So I really don't know how to answer that question. I am enjoying the acting and getting to know a role and getting into the character of a role, especially through a musical in theater. It's just been exhilarating for me. So right now, I really have enjoyed the acting bug.
Good.
But, you know, at the same time, the live music, it's kind of my bread and butter. It's what I grew up with.
Well, luckily, you can do both. I mean, like I said before, Elvis did it, Sinatra did it, a lot of people have done it. So you can do both and do both equally well than you have in the past. What are you going to do now after Shenandoah? What's next on the horizon, Taylor?
Well, I think obviously going to go after some more roles. I think Shenandoah has given me the street cred to be able to, you know, expound on this idea of the acting. I really haven't really put my name in the hat in Hollywood as far as acting, film, television, theater, because there's really not been any credibility there as far as, you know, being and getting into a role. This has allowed me to do this now. So there's a whole new world that'll be opened up for me, and I'm excited about that, along with, you know, some appearances here and there, a few really great local shows in the South, and one-offs, as they say. Obviously, this still will be time to release the record. So I'm really, really excited about having this opportunity to do Shenandoah and then what it may bring, and then obviously the new record coming up.
Do me a favor, though. When that new record premieres, will you come back and let's talk about it?
I would love to.
Yeah, let's do that.
Love to.
And, Taylor, what is the website we can go to? Is it TaylorHicks.com?
TaylorHicks.com, official Taylor Hicks on Instagram, and Taylor Hicks on Twitter.
I'm glad we were able to do this. It's nice to have you back again, and we're looking forward to your return soon, hopefully in the next few months, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Taylor. Our guest has been American Idol season number 5 winner and a man who's gone on to great things since that big night, and that, of course, is our friend Taylor Hicks. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This town has a long, lonely list of good hearts and tortured relationships. Guitar women and men like me.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next interview is very important. You have to listen to this. I mean, this affects everyone listening to my voice right now. And we're going to go live to South Padre Island, Texas, the site of this year's conference, and a conference that is very important. We're going to be talking to a severe weather planner, Jim Clifford. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Now, what are you doing down there? Whet everybody's appetite. Now, we want to know what you're doing outside because it kind of equates with what we want to talk about today.
Absolutely. So this is a great conference called the National Tropical Weather Conference, and really it's a great opportunity for us to get together and talk about the science behind the extreme storms and how we can get even better at predicting them precisely, you know, where they're going to impact and the timing. And really, it's about also communicating with the public about how they can prepare for these storms, not just while they're happening, but very far in advance, like now, right? Hurricane season is a couple months away, but really the time to prepare is now.
You know, the biggest problem, Jim, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, with people listening to us right now, is they're going to say tropical storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, all these terrible things, but it won't happen to me. And that's where there's a drop in the communications, is there not?
Absolutely. I agree with you. Everybody thinks that it won't happen to them, and we're supposed to have what's projected to be a fairly normal hurricane season this year, which is not a call to be complacent by any means, because it only takes one hurricane aimed right at you to adversely impact you and make you think it is the worst hurricane season ever.
This year's conference is called the National Tropical Weather Conference. Its theme, Tropical Systems Preparing for the Storm. Why did you pick South Padre Island, Texas, as the site of this year's conference, Jim?
Well, I didn't actually pick it, but I can tell you why we're here, right? This is an area that's very much in touch with the potential for hurricanes and their impact. It has a history of being hit by hurricanes, right? But there's long periods of time between it. So I think it's just important for us to be in that location, talking to the local people, also realizing what it is that they're going to potentially need to plan for, because it all looks quiet and peaceful now. It's a great spring break location. But you know what? When the hurricane season hits, it can be a place you don't want to be.
And you're outside right now, are you not?
I am. I'm actually outside in the fog, would you believe it? But it's a nice, comfortable, warm 72 degrees, so I can't complain.
Now, this is the part of it that I really think is very inclusive and a good move. This conference includes all former directors of the National Hurricane Center, and that is a wealth of knowledge that has come together to work towards this year and future years' ways to protect individuals and warn individuals of a bad storm forthcoming.
You're absolutely right. There is a large group of meteorologists here that accompany them, and there's a large group of scientists as well and other interested people that are trying to help people prepare, and again, prepare in advance, prepare now, because that's really the key. You know, when you're in a crisis situation, you're not going to have a clear head on what it is you should do. You're going to just be, you know, clouded with just the sense of urgency of needing to get out and perhaps evacuate. That's not the time to plan. The time to plan is now.
Now, let's go for getting ready, okay? Planning prep, knowing your evacuation route, preparing for the storm in your own home. I remember a year ago, September, when a storm came through Orlando, where we originate this national show. And boy, about 3 o'clock in the morning, you talk about frightening. I mean, you just absolutely don't know what to do. Fortunately, it didn't do a lot of damage, but it sure scared the devil out of you. What about an emergency kit?
Yeah, I think it's really key for us to be ready, right, with those go kits and have, you know, first aid, prescriptions, glasses, contact solution, other hygiene products at the ready, so that if we do have to evacuate that we can get out. But also we need to envision what would it be like for 3 days without power and without running water, right? You need to have some water on hand for every family member, and don't forget about the pets. They need water too. And just what could you do to survive that? I'll tell you one thing that I've given a lot of thought to and I really want to get now that I've heard about it is a solar-powered cell phone charger, right? So if you don't have electricity and you have to break from your smartphone, which is just like, you know, how are you going to get in touch with people? How are you going to let family members know the status of your situation in that crisis?
Here's another thing that I think is a good idea, and I don't know if people really give this a lot of thought when they're preparing for it, and that is an inventory. You make a complete list of everything that you own before the storm, certainly for many reasons, insurance reasons, just for personal satisfaction. This is an important aspect of it, is it not?
Absolutely. In the event of a claim, you're going to need the contents of your home, what they look like, and you know it's really good to do that in advance. Keep your receipts and do all that, you know, even in a digital environment, so that you don't have to worry about taking it with you. But in the event that you get caught in a crisis situation, here's something that has come up to me as a recommendation. Right before you leave your house, do an inventory of it on video on your phone.
Right.
You know, open drawers, open closets, and just, you know, stand in the center of the room and just do a roundabout.
Yeah.
And that's a really good way for you to remember all the things that you have.
Yeah, when I first got married, we did that in an apartment we lived in. We took all pictures of every room. Now, let's get to the area that you're very specialized in, and that is the insurance. Not all homeowners insurance covers some of these catastrophic events. People need to know that.
Absolutely. Yes, you know, there actually could be three insurance products you really need to cover yourself in the event of one of these hurricanes. And that really is, you know, awareness around what your homeowner's insurance does and doesn't cover. And it's really important to have that conversation with your insurance agent. So, for example, most routine homeowner's insurance policies don't cover flood or rising water that impacts your home. And so what you do need to do is get a flood insurance policy. And those are available through USAA, through the National Flood Insurance Program. And really the key thing to know about them is you have to have a 30-day waiting period to get the coverage. So in other words, you request the coverage, you're going to have to wait 30 days before it even goes into effect. So it's really something that you need to be thinking about well in advance of hurricane season.
Oh, that's great, great advice. It really is. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for joining us. I know you're on a horrendous schedule down there in Texas, but where can we go for more information online?
Absolutely. You can go to usaa.com/help, and there's some great information and tips and great detail there for you.
Hey, Jim, later on in the season, when the weather starts, really churning up in a lot of areas of the country, would you come back and join us again?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, let's do it, and much luck with the conference this year, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Jim Clifford has been our guest, severe weather planning expert. He's located right now at the big convention at South Padre Island, Texas, for the National Tropical Weather Conference. Important stuff. Adhere to what you hear during a storm. Okay, don't say, oh, it can't happen to me. Because it can, and it does. And that's why we wanted to bring this important message to you on the show this week. There's more to come.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you leave legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour. Really a great guy. I've known him for many, many years. From Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, Taylor Hicks, the season 5 winner of American Idol, who now is getting into acting a lot. He's going to be the full package here between his singing career and his acting career. Then Jim Clifford talking about how to prepare for the summer storm season. Next hour, Philippe Cousteau will be joining us. Parker Schnabel will be here from Gold Rush, a great television show, very exciting. Patrick Kilpatrick, actor, producer, writer, and stuntman with a new book. And we're going to wish happy birthday to Gmail with our guest Justin Burr. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.